with a rockin' track from False Heads. That was Hangman on Radio Free. What do you have? DJ Dickweed here checking in with you once again. Looking at the HF Underground website, saying hello out there to K9FIR. You are enjoying the show tonight, even though it's an eclectic mix all over the place. That's what you like about it, and you're my kind of listener. You're my kind of fan. You will enjoy this show then in the future if you tune in, because it's all over the place. That's what makes it special. Mighty Quinn, listening out in Northeast Ohio. Thanks for checking in. And Aurora, listening on his portable setup, possibly in Pittsburgh, but maybe somewhere else. I don't know. He doesn't say exactly where he's listening other than what's posted on his profile. Intel Man, listening out in New York City. Hey, I'm surprised you're not using a snorkel there, Intel Man. I was looking at those videos of all the flooding out there and couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, it looked like a apocalyptic type stuff, you know? Like, what was that movie that came out? I'm trying to think of it. About global warming and the ice age that sets in and all that stuff. That's what it reminded me of. I just can't remember. The Day After Tomorrow, that's what it was. It reminded me of a scene out of The Day After Tomorrow. I expected Dennis Quaid to be rescuing everybody. I don't know, man. It was bad. But there you go. William Hasek checked in from Illinois. Thank you for doing that. DJ Dickweed still firing on here with this one that comes from, let's see, Sanshawn, I think is how you say it. This one's called Joy Brings Me Down. Doesn't really, but that's the name of the song. Radio Free, what do you know? free, whatever, with demons, my friends, and that was Fire Mountain.
Sounds like a ride that you'd ride on Disney World or something.
Friend Sean, with Joy Brings Me Down. Not at all, though, not at all. I'm very happy.
And the happiness does not bring me down. It keeps me up.
And so do my listeners, my dedicated listeners. The posters on the HF Underground website that say hello to me and say that they're listening and they're enjoying the show, such as Mighty Quinn, who, by the way, last weekend wore my t-shirt to the Cleveland Ham Fest, but didn't get any feedback on it. How surprising. I thought I was world-renowned and famous and... I tell you what, I give you permission to lie and say, you have to say that you are DJ Dick Weed when you wear the shirt. You go to each of the tailgaters and you have to greet them and say, greetings, Radio Comrade, and you got to use my goofy, voice and everything and pretend to be me. Then you might get some feedback. Otherwise, it's kind of a taboo thing. Like, kind of saying that you're having sex with your stepsister or something. It's kind of like an in-the-closet, hams don't want to talk about this piracy stuff. Oh, no, piracy. Ooh, what about spurious emissions? Ooh, what about spectral purity? Ooh, ooh. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make fun of them. I once was a legit ham radio operator. I'll admit it.
But, yeah.
It kind of just drove me crazy with that kind of stuff. Shit like that, picking on, fucking bowfangs and shit, saying, oh, what about the spectral purity? Spectral purity! That kind of shit. I was like, fuck this hobby. Fuck these people.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to insult you, but, I mean, you're just getting uptight about stuff that really you shouldn't get uptight about. I'm not saying that it's okay to key your bowfang and crash a plane or anything, but... Really, it's really not that bad. You put it on a spectrum analyzer, it has a couple birdies or whatever, Who cares? Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm getting on a tangent.
I best not do that.
I best not piss off my entire listening audience. Okay,
let's see here.
Where was I? This next band is called Racing, and this song's called Out of the Night, Radio Free, whatever.
Thank you. ionosphere. This is Radio Free. Whatever. If you were looking for a sign,
welcome to the way. Welcome to the way. Come on, be a river. Come on, be a river.
Kind of kinky to me. That's a new song from Ruse. R-E-W-S. That was Lock Your Horns. Before that, Fit for Rivals and GRL Wood with Bad Bitch Supreme. Boy, is that title really fits the song well, doesn't it? And before that, The Picture Books with Masquerade. DJ Dick Weed here sharing the latest and the greatest in indie rock and indie pop that I have found from around the world with you. Saying hello to TRI International, listening out there somewhere, and Mulvania Poacher, who commented on my spectral purity comment. He said, wasn't that the name of your Jethro Tull cover band in high school? Yeah, right, okay, buddy. very good, very good. All right. This next one comes from a band called Dury, D-U-R-R-Y. It's T-K-O. Isn't that be like technical knockout in boxing? I don't know if it has anything to do with that. Let's listen. Radio Free, whatever.
Do you remember?